Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, February 23rd, 2009. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We call our ministry Daily Encouragement Net, and this beautiful Monday morning, we want to share a message that we hope will encourage you. It's titled, The Truth, and it's based on a scripture text from Isaiah 45, verse 19.
I, the Lord, speak the truth. I declare what is right.
Well, in our lifetime, we've observed that we are increasingly subjected to lies. Big lies and little lies. Lies in business, media, and politics. Lies in personal relationships, and so many lies over the internet. And it will only get worse as mankind drifts farther and farther from the ancient, firm foundation of God's laws revealed to us through the Ten Commandments.
An absolutely essential key to determine who is lying and who is telling the truth is practicing discernment. We become wise in our discernment through prayer and biblical understanding, and by observing the character of one who is either telling the truth or lying. When confronted with two opposing stories by a youngster at school, the teacher will lean toward the one who has an honest reputation from day to day.
We need to equip ourselves with God's truth to defend ourselves against the ever-increasing onslaught of cunning lies. We seek to live with God's perspective and want to see the human condition through the filter of what is written in the Holy Scriptures.
In the early chapters of Romans, we have a panoramic view of man's fallen condition. Three times the Greek phrase, ta aletheia, is used, which translates specifically the truth. And this definite article is very important. These verses describe man's attitude toward the truth. It is written concerning the human race that they, and I quote, suppress the truth in unrighteousness. That's chapter 1, verse 18. And I quote again, they exchange the truth of God for a lie. In chapter 1, verse 25, and thirdly, they reject the truth and follow evil. In chapter 2, verse 8.
Well, we can readily see all three of these responses to the truth in our day. That is, suppression of the truth, the exchange of truth for lies, and the rejection of truth for evil.
Today, as you are confronted with these same attitudes in the workplace, in the political arena, or even in your own family, observe how this takes place and be on guard. When we first hear a lie, it takes very little discernment, for we can quickly recognize it to be false. But when that same lie is repeated often, given a different spin, dressed up, or promoted by well-known personalities or someone who is asserted to be, quote, smart or educated, end quote, we can gradually become desensitized or indifferent to the truth. It's one of Satan's strategies in making our world more and more decadent. It's also the reason why we must be vigilant in reading God's Word so that our continual exposure to His truths keep us guarded against man's error.
Isaiah 45, verse 19, which is our daily text today, is a majestic statement from the one true God. Although written in Scripture some 2,700 years ago, it is always a present tense statement, for God does not change. That verse again states, I, the Lord, speak the truth. I declare what is right. The Lord's truth and declaration of what is right remains a steadfast rock in the constantly shifting sands of which we are exposed to. We have this truth expressed to us in the Holy Scriptures, which are an absolute foundation of dependability.
Let's all pray together, and I write this in first person, so certainly personalize this today. Father, I pray for a discerning spirit to recognize, or to help me recognize truth from falsehood. Help me to know when others are lying, and help me also to recognize the lies I tell myself. You always speak the truth, and you declare that which is right from that which is wrong. When the world describes a lifestyle or a belief system to be good and you declare it to be evil. Help me to stand firm upon your holy truths as I faithfully read them in the scriptures. Give me bold conviction to stand firm for truth, even when it seems as though no one is standing with me. The truths, as purported by this world, shift like the changing winds, but your truths stand for all eternity. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you for joining us today. It is a joy to share a perspective each weekday morning from God's Word. We do have a couple of suggested songs up today. A Michael W. Smith song that fits well called Ancient Words, and then a Casting Crown song many of you are familiar with, titled The Voice of Truth. Well, again, this is our message prepared for Monday, the 23rd of February, 2009. We are on the web at dailyencouragement.net. We welcome you to visit for our site. Actually, Brooksine has an additional note that I'm not going to have her share here. It's a little long, but it may be a blessing to you, an actual illustration of the rejection of truth. Have a blessed day and continue to stay faithful to the Lord.